We begin in Raleigh, where the state Senate yesterday voted not to override Governor Cooper's veto of Senate Bill 37. That bill would have required all school districts to reopen schools for in-person classes. The override attempt fell one vote short, so the veto stands. Cooper has urged schools to reopen, but he said he vetoed the bill because it, in particular, didn't allow districts any flexibility to shut down again if there are any new outbreaks. The fight over reopening schools comes as new data show students have not been doing well with online learning. Not a big surprise, but we've got specifics now. Herald Sun reports new numbers due out this week indicate more than half of high school students failed their state exams at the end of last semester, and three-quarters of third graders are not proficient in reading. Elsewhere in Raleigh, Governor Cooper yesterday issued an executive order reinstating a requirement that residents need to be actively looking for work in order to qualify for unemployment benefits. That requirement had been suspended for nearly a year amidst the pandemic. The order comes as North Carolina's unemployment rate continues to drop, but that one number does not tell the whole story. As 97.9 The Hill's Al Karras reports, the job market is still weak in the areas where people are likely struggling the most.
From February of 2020 to February of 2021, the Durham-Chapel Hill area lost 15,400 jobs. Orange, Durham, and Chatham County have all seen roughly a 6% decrease in employment since the start of the COVID-19 recession. In Orange County alone, more than 4,700 residents have lost employment since March. Of those losses, a vast majority stemmed from low-paying service industry jobs.
Unfortunately, one in five jobs that pay less than $27,000 a year are still gone in North Carolina. So it's a lot of those jobs in services, leisure and hospitality, retail, food services, the types of occupations that work in places where it's hard to deliver services in a socially distanced kind of way are still where we're missing the most jobs.
That was Patrick McHugh, the research manager for the North Carolina Budget and Tax Center. He said North Carolinians are facing very distinct economic crises as different job sectors experience drastically different recovery processes. McHugh said the COVID-19 recession has illustrated a K-shaped recovery in the state, with highly paid workers bouncing back rapidly, while many of the worst paid workers experience long periods of unemployment. Data through the end of 2020 shows that one-third of the jobs lost at the outset of COVID-19 have not yet been recovered.
Unfortunately, it's a lot of people that had the least financial cushion to fall back on that lost their jobs the most rapidly and that are the slowest to recover them.
Currently, Orange County sits at about a 4.5% unemployment rate, an improvement from the negative 6% employment change since the start of the COVID-19 recession. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger said Orange County is recovering at a decent clip after a strong outpouring of support from the community.
And nationally, 1 in 10 people are unemployed in our country. 1 in 5 are behind in their rent. 1 in 10 are behind in their mortgage. But unemployment in Orange County is under 5% right now, and we are bouncing back already faster than we did in the recession. We learned a lot from the last recession, but there are still numerous people out of work. But we are doing better because we're working together and we're trying to help people out.
While Orange County is bouncing back relatively fast, other counties are not faring as well. McHugh said the current rate of recovery per county during the COVID-19 recession can be linked back to recovery efforts following the Great Recession. He said nearly 50 of North Carolina's 100 counties never got back to the number of jobs they had before the Great Recession by the time COVID-19 arrived, which in turn exacerbated current recovery efforts.
Places like Durham and Chapel Hill and Raleigh and Charlotte have recouped more of those initial losses than some of the other regional job hubs in our state, places like Goldsboro or Fayetteville or Hickory, Morganton, Asheville. And so that really raises the potential that some of those regional areas that are outside of the most affluent metropolitan parts of the state were places where a lot of the counties around them had never actually recovered from the Great Recession.
McHugh said economic harm stemming from the pandemic, which has only compounded since the Great Recession, has not been met with an adequate policy response from state legislators. When COVID-19 hit, jobless people could only receive state unemployment insurance for 12 weeks. McHugh said by November of last year, fewer than 75,000 North Carolinians were receiving continued unemployment insurance. However, more than 300,000 were actively looking for work.
The number of folks that are still able to draw unemployment insurance benefits specifically from the state of North Carolina has been declining rapidly over the last number of months, but the number of folks looking for work has not been declining. So that's a clear sign that folks are exhausting their state unemployment insurance benefits before there's any jobs for them to return to.
In nearly half of North Carolina's counties, the number of people actively looking for work has grown by at least 50% since the start of the pandemic. You can learn more about North Carolina recovery efforts and unemployment rates on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.
The news on the health front is better as COVID-19 numbers continue to trend down. Hospitalizations dropped by about 100 just yesterday alone, now down to just over 1,300. Governor Cooper will hold his weekly COVID press briefing at 2 this afternoon. WRAL reports he may open up vaccines for everyone in Group 3 a week earlier than planned now that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has arrived. Tune into News on the Hill with Brian McConnell at 3 today to get the update. Closer to home, Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle recently spoke with Brighton McConnell. Last week, they had this conversation about the local impact of our slow reopening process and the increased vaccine supply. Here's part of what she had to say.
I think we've been very cautious, appropriately cautious here in Orange County, but you know, the reality is, you know, we're getting lots of vaccinations. We have made it through the worst of that holiday season, right, you know, around Thanksgiving and Christmas and the aftermath of that. We're actually kind of starting to come out of, you know, that the heavy indoor time period where we actually usually see a lot of flu, and we haven't seen any of that. So we're heading toward, you know, better weather. You know, I think it's appropriate. We also see the governor kind of, you know, moving toward, hey, let's work on getting our schools open, because we see data that says under the right conditions we can have kids back in school. So it's an odd kind of reversal, you know, of what we went through all last year, you know, like you were coming into it and now we're going back out of it. And, you know, it makes sense. It makes sense as the community, you know, gets a little bit more, you know, vaccinated, and as we get a little more safe to get out and about. Now, you know, we all know, of course, we have to continue to practice the 3 W's, continue to wear a mask and those kind of things. But I got to tell you, it was, especially for our folks who, you know, the folks who have bars and the folks who have other type businesses that were being held back a little in terms of, you know, some of the sporting goods events, sporting events and things like that. I know it just represents, in my view, another step back toward normal, even though it's going to still be a while before we get there. But, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll just continue in that direction here for a while.
Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle speaking there. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. Carrboro Town Council meeting tonight at 7. You can head to townofcarrboro.org to get their full agenda and a link to the live stream. Orange County commissioners are also meeting tonight at 7 with a couple important agenda items. Commissioners will get an update on the 203 South Greensboro project in Carrboro. That building set to include a new county library branch, but construction is currently projected to go about $2 million over budget, largely due to higher than expected costs for a parking deck. Also on the agenda, a resolution banning discrimination on the basis of someone's hairstyle. That's because hairstyle requirements can sometimes turn into a form of racial discrimination or religious discrimination. OrangeCountyNC.gov for the full agenda and a link to the live stream there. Time is 6:16. It's time now for sports, brought to you this hour by CIMG Residential Mortgage. Carolina basketball was riding high after a win over Florida State on Saturday, but the Tar Heels couldn't keep the momentum going, falling 72-70 last night at Syracuse. 97.9 The Hill's Avery Trendle with the recap.
Inconsistency has been the theme of the season for UNC, and that was no different against Syracuse. Rather than fall into an early deficit, however, the Tar Heels started strong and led for most of the first half on Monday. A cold stretch towards the end of the half, paired with lights-out shooting from Syracuse guard Buddy Boeheim, allowed the Orange to close the half on a 14-2 run, giving them a 6-point halftime advantage. Boeheim, the son of Syracuse Hall of Fame head coach Jim Boeheim, was the difference maker overall, making 6 3-pointers on the way to a game-high 26 points. UNC did manage to take the lead back for a brief moment early in the second half, but the team's major flaws provided the difference in a game that was close through the final seconds. The Tar Heels shot just 4 for 20 from three-point range and turned the ball over 20 times, the third consecutive outing with at least 19 giveaways. Sophomore forward Armando Bacot led the Tar Heels with 18 points and 15 rebounds, but that wouldn't be enough for UNC to get the win for Williams and keep momentum rolling.
It's frustrating, there's no question. We talk about turnovers, we practice, we emphasize it in practice, we give discipline points if you don't, if you do turn it over in practice, all those kind of things. But the bottom line is I haven't gotten them to understand how important the possession of the ball is. I've got to do a better job of getting them to understand borderline plays can't be made.
Garrison Brooks finished the night with 11 points for the Tar Heels, while Caleb Love added 10 as the only other UNC players to join Bacot in double figures. The duo combined for 7 of the Tar Heels' final 11 points down the stretch. During that period, over the last 2 minutes, UNC cut a double-digit Syracuse lead down to the final margin of 2 points before running out of time. One less turnover, one more defensive stop, one more made three-pointer. That's all it would have taken for the Tar Heels to escape with an all-important ACC road win. Instead, UNC will head into this weekend's regular season finale against Duke, hoping to regain momentum before the madness of March truly gets underway.
I do believe we have the kind of kids that'll, with our staff and the guys on the bench that have been around a long time, even they're pushing the freshmen to just to keep playing, and hopefully good things will happen.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Avery Trendle.
Walker Kessler did earn individual honors yesterday. He was named ACC Co-Freshman of the Week after his 20-point effort in that Florida State win. And on the women's side, Tar Heel Deja Kelly also won ACC Freshman of the Week honors, second straight week for her. She scored 22 points each in back-to-back wins over Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech. Elsewhere in Tar Hill Sports, UNC Wrestling took third at the ACC Championships in Raleigh over the weekend. Austin O'Connor won the conference title at 149 pounds, that is, for the second straight year. In fencing, UNC freshman Reza Merchant was named men's MVP at the ACC Championships over the weekend. Duke took the team titles on both the men's and women's side. And the Carolina Hurricanes got another win last night, 3-2 in overtime at Florida. Two in a row now for the Canes. They're back in action tonight at 8. Still on the road against Nashville.